Amen. Praise God. Lets us know concerning, praise God, a comfort, amen, and a assurance of peace that only God can give. Amen. Praise God. It comes from, amen, praise God, our knowledge and understanding of who God is and how God feels about us. Amen. Praise God. We've got to know that God feels a certain way about those that belong to Him, those that are the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God, amen, takes it upon Himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we talk of His love, and we talk of His grace, and we talk of His mercy. And also, we ought to talk about His keeping power. Because, amen, praise God, if God does not watch out for us, if God does not look out for us, amen, praise God, we will not be protected from dangers seen and unseen. But because God has us in mind, even, praise God, when we, amen, lay down and sleep, He's still watching out for us. Amen. He doesn't only watch out for us when we've got a praise on our lips. Amen. Praise God. Shouting, amen, His grace and His mercy. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But He's also looking out for us. Amen. Praise God. When we're not even looking out for ourselves. You ought to give the Lord a praise. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for the testimonies tonight, because the testimonies let, amen, praise God, us know that while God feels a certain way about us, we ought to feel a certain way about Him. Can you say amen? Amen. The way we feel about God is that He will never fail us. He'll never come short of being good to those that He loves. His grace and mercy are without end. And His love is so deep and wide, we'll never be able to comprehend it all. Amen. Praise God. Simply said, amen. Praise God. Concerning who God is in the area of protection. Amen. Praise God. Forget about ADT or, amen, praise God, some of those other, amen, services that are offered to watch out for you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, can't nobody watch out for me like God can. Amen. He only, not only got my back, He got my front, He got my side, He got over me, He got under me, He got all around me. Because like a shield, He's my keeper. You ought to praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The testimony of a psalmist in the fourth of Psalms, praise God, indicates, praise God, that he's not worried about anything. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He made up his mind, amen, praise God, in a couple of areas concerning God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God gives peace. And because He gives peace, I can rest in peace. Can you say amen? And because God gives peace, that means I ain't got to worry. As long as I got the peace of God, I can hold on to that peace. And even with, amen, circumstances testify against me, I'm not laying down in that king size bed. My refrigerator ain't really full. Can you say amen? But guess what? I'm not worried about it. Can you say amen? Why? Because the fact, amen, praise God, of those circumstances, they don't disturb me. I know that my God is able to meet my every need. Y'all better praise Him. So I'm going to do a couple of things. I'm going to lay down in peace.
Can you say amen? Because I know who my keeper is. I know who's watching out for me. I know who's looking after my best interests all the time. I'm going to lay down. I'm not going to lay down troubled. I'm not going to lay down disturbed. Can you say amen? I'm going to lay down in peace. Can you say amen? Not only am I going to lay down in peace, but I'm going to sleep. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. It's something about rest. It's about rejuvenation. It's about a renewal. Hallelujah. Causes you to have stress all over again. Can you say amen? And there's no better rest than to be able to rest in the assurance of who God is. Tell your neighbor, he's my keeper. He's my keeper. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because he is, the psalmist declares that the sun shall not smite thee by day, neither the moon by night. Tell your neighbor, in the natural circumstances of my life, he is my keeper. Can you say amen? Amen. Whatever the day brings, whatever the night brings, I don't have to worry. The sun is designated by God to be a ruler of the day, the moon as a ruler of the night. But even, praise God, whether it's day or whether it's night, God, amen, overrides the rulers. Can you say amen? My God is my keeper. The sun shall not smite thee by day, neither the moon by night. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God does not just, amen, deal with, amen, praise God, our natural movement. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. The psalmist said, the Lord will preserve thee from all evil. Can you say amen? Amen. So not only will he keep you in the circumstances of natural life, but when the devil make up his mind that he want to do you harm, can you say amen? Amen. God knows, amen, his plan. Can you say amen? The devil don't know all of God's plan, but God knows his plan. Can you say amen? So when the devil planned to ambush you in the valley, God already know the day, the time, and the circumstances. When the enemy is ready to ambush you in the valley, can you say amen? And before you get to that point, God will already have you armed and ready. Can you say amen? And what the devil thought was an ambush, amen, came as no surprise to you. You didn't have to change nothing. You just kept on giving God the glory and kept on giving him the praise. Why? Because the devil, amen, praise God, is no match against our God. You better praise our God. Can you say amen? He can keep you. Amen. He can make ways out of no ways. Amen. As David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, can you say amen? I don't have to be afraid. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Listen, amen, praise God. Not only does God keep us in our natural circumstances, not only does he keep us from the attack of the enemy, because the devil can do nothing except God allow it. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? But the psalmist also said of the Lord, amen, praise God, that he is, amen, praise God, the preserver, amen, praise God, of our soul. Can you say amen? So he keeps us in the natural. He keeps the enemy, can you say amen, from coming against to destroy. Can you say amen? Only thing the devil can do, amen, is cause you to praise God a little bit longer and lift up his name. those things, but he also preserves my soul. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The old folk talked about preserving in the idea of putting up. Amen. Praise God. If you was going to preserve some corn, it meant you was going to put up some corn. Amen. If you was going to preserve some beans, it meant you was going to put up. Amen. Praise God. Some beans. Can you say amen? In other words, praise God, you was going to move it from a place of jeopardy, that is where it might spoil, to a place, amen, where it couldn't spoil. Why? Because it was put up. It was preserved. And when you, amen, give your life to God, when you repent of your sin and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, and you wait on God to fill you with the Holy Ghost, he does something with your soul. Can you say amen? He will preserve our soul. Can you say amen? Tell you Bible, can't nobody keep you like God can keep you. Amen. The Bible declares of our God that he is a jealous God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I want you to know he ain't just jealous about, amen, praise God, you worshiping him. He want you to know that you ain't got nobody else to keep you but him. If he don't keep you, forget about it. Can you say amen? Amen. The psalmist said, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Amen. Praise God. Except the Lord build the house, the laborers are laboring in vain. Tell your neighbor, it's all in God's hand. Amen. And God want us to know without a doubt, amen, that he's your only keeper. He want you to know, amen, that you don't need to look no other place. He want you to look only under him. Amen. For whatever your needs are, whatever, amen, your provision needs to be, God said, look under me. Can you say amen? If you need salvation, God said, look to me. If you need help, look to me. If you need a financial blessing, look to me. Whatever it is, God want us to look unto him. Can you say amen? And so God takes care, amen, praise God, to make it clear, amen, praise God, that he alone is our keeper. Amen. As the psalmist said, amen, my help, it cometh from the Lord. You better praise him. Amen. The Lord made heaven and earth is a source of my help. Amen. Praise God. When we came over, amen, to the New Testament, amen, Paul began to tell us, can you say amen, about our condition. Just because you're saved don't mean you don't have no trouble. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. You mean I got the Holy Ghost and I still got trouble? Can you say amen? Yeah, just because you're saved don't mean you don't have no trouble. Can you say amen? Just because you're saved don't mean you ain't perplexed sometime. Can you say amen? Listen, it's different from falling down than being cast down. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbors are different from falling down than being cast down. Hello, somebody. Amen. You might fall down because you tripped. You might fall down because you're tired and you're worn out. Can you say amen? Amen. I heard Isaiah say, even the youth will faint and get weary. Are y'all hearing me? And some of them would utterly fall. Can you say amen? So tell your neighbor, there's a whole lot of reason that you might fall down. Can you say amen? Usually falling down is about you. Can you to say amen. But being cast down is about your opposition. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the devil want to cast you down. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. But listen what God let us know. You know there's three D's in that Second Corinthians. Are y'all hearing me? That 8 and 9 is three D's. Amen. Praise God. Not distressed. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Praise God. We, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Might be. Amen. Praise God. In trouble. Can you say thank you, Jesus? There may be trouble on every side. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. But we're not distressed. Hello, somebody. Lord have mercy. Amen. But get to the last D. We may be cast down, but we are not destroyed. Guess why you ain't destroyed? Because God keeps you. Even when you're cast down, God keeps you. Amen. Praise God. God came. Amen. Praise God upon Israel. And amen. Praise God. From their roots, Ezekiel declares, amen, that they were born and no one swallowed them. No one wrapped them. Amen. No one washed them off. Amen. But they were laying there polluted in their own blood. But when God came by, their time was a time of love. So he covered them, amen, with his skirts. Can you say amen? So listen, even if you fall down or you are cast down, there is no place for you to ever believe that God will allow you to be destroyed. Even while you're down, you can still praise him. Anybody know you can praise him when you're down? You can give him the glory. Amen. When things ain't working right in your life, you can magnify God no matter where you are. Can you say amen? Not disturbed. I'm not distressed. And I'm not destroyed. Tell your neighbor, I'm not disturbed. I'm not distressed. And I'm not destroyed. Tell them again, I'm not disturbed. I'm not distressed. And I'm not destroyed. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Listen. Well, I thought you told me, Elder, we will not be disturbed. Let me hit my subject, and I'll be leaving in a minute. But you know how we do. Amen. We go to Marriott, or the Days Inn, or the Hilton, or the Quality. Can you say amen? And when, amen, we don't want to be bothered. Amen. There's a sign in the room. And amen, the sign in the room say, do not disturb. Can you say amen? What does that mean? It means don't knock on my door. Don't bring me no paper. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't send no amen made in to clean the room. I don't want to be disturbed. Can you say amen? When we go to those places, we request, amen, that we don't be disturbed. And so we want to, amen, those that are in charge to honor our request. Can you say amen? But I gave you a subject that we will not be disturbed. Can you say amen? You see, praise God, the world requests that they don't be disturbed. Can you say amen? But a child of God who has their faith anchored in God is able to speak to whatever their circumstances are and tell them circumstances, I don't care what you do, we will not be disturbed. I don't care, amen, how bad it might look, we will not be disturbed. I don't care if I can't see my way out, I'm still gonna trust the God that I serve, and it will not disturb. disturbed. I may have had to wait a little while for my change to come. But guess what? I made up in my mind that I'm gonna hold on to the unchanging hand of God. I will not be disturbed. Amen. I don't care what Putin does. I don't care what Trump does. I don't care. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. What the king of Syria does. I don't care what happened in North Korea. Will not be disturbed. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Amen. Listen, those, amen, praise God, who put faith in God. I'm not going to be much longer, but when we put trust in God, we got to demonstrate our trust. Can you say amen? It ain't about saying it, it's about showing it. Can you say singing it, it's about showing it. I gotta demonstrate my trust in God. And the psalmist told us, because I trust him, I'm gonna both lay down and I'm gonna go to sleep. Can you say amen? I'm sorry, you want me to worry, but I will not be disturbed. I'm sorry, you wanna throw off my mind, but I will not be disturbed. I'm sorry, but you want to put that pain in my body, that thought in my mind, that circumstance on my job. But guess what? I will not be disturbed. And when the people of God come together, can you say amen? We find out what he did for you. He's able to do for me what he did for one, he'll do for another. What he did on yesterday, he can do it again on today. It don't matter what your Red Sea look like. Can you say amen? It don't matter how wide, how broad. It don't matter how bad you may be hemmed in. All you gotta do is tell the enemy, I'm gonna stand still. Can you say amen? I'm not gonna be disturbed. I'm gonna stand still. And if I stand still, I will see the salvation of the Lord. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? What do we do that are not disturbed? We rejoice. Can you say amen? I read it for you. Amen. We rejoice. Can you say amen? We continue to give our God the praise and we shout forevermore. Can you say amen? Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. The next time you in your valley, shout hallelujah. The next time the enemy is giving you all kind of trouble in your life, shout hallelujah. The next time you feel the pressure of the enemy, remember, I'm not distressed. I'm not disturbed, and I'm not destroyed. And because I'm not distressed, and I'm not disturbed, Lord, and I'm not destroyed, can you say amen? I gotta give God a shout. What you gonna shout? Hallelujah! 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 How great is our God! How mighty is our God! Wonderful is our God. Can you say amen? We will rejoice because we trust in the Lord. We will ever shout for joy because we trust in the Lord. We will fear no evil because we trust in the Lord. And because we trust in the Lord, we will not be disturbed. God bless you.